9.2, planning application PL16-026654 at 1 Elizabeth Street, Doncaster East, for the construction of a building providing 6 dwellings, 5 three-storey dwellings and 1 two-storey dwelling. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes?
I move that the alternative recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chin. Councillor Haynes?
Thank you. This application is a major increase in the yield of what is acceptable on a single house block of 866 square metres in this residential zone. 6 homes are too many for it. A previous application on the site was for 4 and it didn't go ahead. People think we don't care, and I hear many stronger words than those said. But this report on 8.26 states that the DD08 recommends 2-storey. Incremental change is appropriate for development. I have to disagree strongly that 6 homes, which are all joined together, replacing 1 in this area is acceptable. This would set an unacceptable precedence and could open the door to this being the new normal if considered for approval. Parking is always an issue, especially in and around this street, and with the restrictions that are not enforced and having a developments with 16 bedrooms and 1 visitor parking would make it worse for all and place an unnecessary burden on the existing residents. We need to consider the local people who live around this site. Amenity for all needs to have a greater weight when considering this development. Putting up 6 homes on an 866 metre block in this precinct lacks consideration for the community. All of these factors and more need to be considered, and I ask that as councillors, we have been put in our position to do all we can to help make a balanced, informed decision. And we need to care and we need to listen. Councillors, this is an obvious overdevelopment in my view and on this property, and I ask that as councillors we decide to refuse this development, and I ask for your support.
Thank you. Councillor Chin.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Councillor Haynes have given a lot of good sound reasons for why the proposal should be rejected, the development should be rejected. I just wish to add one more, perhaps not the part of the reason of the planning scheme, but in terms of the community health safety issue. As we all know that there are many international studies that about the emissions from petrol stations that contain compounds harmful to health and to human safety. As we all know that this property abuts to a petrol station, and there appears no buffer zone between this particular site and the petrol station. That is why my main reason to reject these particular developments. Thank you.
Any speakers to speak against the motion? Councillor, would you like to sum up?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just one further thing to add that I don't think I did mention was that these are considered to be 5 three-storey houses all joined together, and there is no three-storey homes within the whole of that zone and within the whole of that area. So just wanting to add that to my submission.
Thank you.
My bad. I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Yes. So, items 10.1, Amendment C113, heritage overlay changes, including South Warrandyte South Hall, consideration of panel report and approval. Do I have a mover? Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Seconder? Councillor McLeish. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, this motion seeks that we adopt Amendment C113 to our planning scheme, as recommended by the panel report dated the 19th of June. And in essence, this amendment proposes that we permit the Warrandyte South Hall to be considered for community uses while still remaining on the Heritage Register. And it also recommends that we correct about six or seven anomalies and errors to properties that are on the register.
Thank you. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm just pleased to see this particular amendment come forward. It's great to see this particular hall is going to finally have its long and complex planning history unravelled in a manner that will allow us to make more effective use of a lovely historic asset. So it's great to see it coming forward.
Any speakers against?
I would like to seek clarification, Madam Mayor, please.
Councillor Chen.
If I may. I would like to seek clarification from the Director of Planning, please. If the heritage overlay is to be removed from number 47 Smith's Road, suppose there is any further developments on 47, what measure will be in place to protect the heritage overlay status for number 49 Smith's Road, please?
I might have to get you to repeat the numbers. So you're talking about two different sites? Sorry for that clarification.
Yes. And 49 have a heritage overlay. And 47 has heritage overlay as well. And the panel decision is to remove 47 from the heritage overlay. And my question is, 47 has already been built, for, the two stories new building in the year 2009. If the heritage overlay is removed from 47 Smith Road, in the future, if there's any further development on that particular site, what measure will be in place to protect the heritage overlay status on 49 Smith Road, please?
Which is the one next to which is, exactly. There wasn't a recommendation, exactly. So there would be that protection in place, that stays.
Because I remember that the advisor, heritage advisor, recommended that that should not be removed in case there is any further development on 47 and that will put a potential impact on 49. I'm just a bit concerned that if we adopt the panel's decision to remove heritage overlay from 47, will that be an impact on 49?
It will not be an impact. Now that I clarified, it will not be an impact.
Thank you. Okay, I'll put that to a vote. Those in favour? Against? Carried. Item 10.2, Amendment C120 to the Manningham Planning Scheme. 7, Aminga Avenue, Doncaster East, request for authorisation. Mover? Councillor Piccinini?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor McLeish? Councillor Piccinini?
Madam Mayor, this motion refers to a single block of land which is located at 7 Aminga Avenue, Doncaster East. And the motion seeks that we authorise the Minister to prepare an amendment to our planning scheme to resolve that this block of land is rezoned to the general residential zone and removed from the design and development overlay, which will be in keeping with the other properties on this block, in this area.
Thank you. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, this is a complex one, councillors, but in the end what we have is a property on the corner. It abuts three neighbouring properties and those three properties have a particular zoning and this one doesn't. It sits there in isolation from its three neighbouring properties. And what this seeks to do is to give it the same zoning as the properties that abut it, whilst preserving the remaining blocks in that street, the zoning of the remaining blocks in the street. So it simply changes just one block. Yes, this particular amendment will potentially change the value of this particular block of land, but at least the neighbours to the south and to the west, as those properties develop in the zone that they are currently in, this particular property will be able to develop in exactly the same context. And the different zone will be across the street on the other side of the road. And it has been typical of council where we try and have zone transitions across street boundaries. It's the best place for them because the different treatments that are available in the different properties with that different zone actually don't impact as heavily on each other because they have the street as a buffer. So I think this is a logical and sensible change for this particular property, and it's an isolated change. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any speakers against? Councillor Conlon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It concerns me that this is another, I guess, a path to overdevelopment potentially. We still have not resolved how we are managing parking in these streets, particularly these streets along here that we're talking about, and that's just, in my mind, we should be delaying approval of changes to zoning until we can sort out the parking issues, which I believe is going to be on a future agenda, and I hope that is. So that's one of my main reasons. The other one is in terms of that particular avenue, which is actually a quarter or cul-de-sac or whatever it looks like, I believe that it should be in keeping with the other blocks that are in that street, and it should maintain its current zoning. Thank you.
Thank you. Sum up, Councillor.
Sorry.
Any speakers for?
Can I speak against?
Speaker for. Okay. To sum up.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, in reply to the objection, this is a motion that it goes to a panel hearing. So there'll be an opportunity for residents to object to the proposal that the zoning be changed. And this process takes many months, as we know. The comment made that we are going to look at in more detail our planning scheme and consider car parking, etc., they can both run in tandem. So in reply to those comments. It's a single property which abuts two properties that are in a different zone. So in terms of equity and fairness, for this one property to be singled out in this way, it's arguably unfair to that resident.
I'll put that to a vote. Those in favour? Against? Lost. Item 10.3, Draft Dominey Reserve Management Plan Endorsement for Public Exhibition. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll try and be brief. Very pleased to see this particular development, this particular management plan coming forward for public exhibition and comment. It's been some time since we reviewed the management plan for this particular reserve, and we are considering making some investments in this particular reserve to enhance the facilities, and this is an opportune time for us as a council to review the strategic plan we have for the reserve. Make sure we understand its current and future uses and likely future uses, and ensure that we have consulted with our community on how we think it may develop. We've done that already through some initial consultation as to the nature of what the plan might contain. We've now drafted a plan, and we are taking that draft plan out to the community for further consultation, and I look forward to hearing in detail from our community about what lies within the plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Conlon.
I will second that. And I'd just like to endorse what Councillor McLeish has said, and I'm looking forward to hearing community comments regarding the proposed plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Any speakers against? I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 11, assets and engineering, 11.1. BTYC Gymnastics Indoor Stadium Pricing Review. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McLeish? Councillor Conlon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I'd just like to endorse the good report that we've had from the officers in this particular case. It's tried to provide a fair, equitable, consistent and transparent process for determining the fee of the BTYC Gymnastics Indoor Stadium. And I'll just, while it's not detailed in the report, there is still significant subsidy by way of depreciation of this building, which is embedded. And I'm sure the council in another 20, 30 years when they rebuild this site will have to consider. But in general, I think it's a step in the right direction in terms of ensuring that users pay a fair rate and that the community subsidises a fair rate. Thank you.
Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to rise to speak to this particular matter. It's great to see the diligent and yet difficult work of the staff of this organisation coming to the table in this form. Working on pricing issues with our stadiums is a very complex and difficult matter, and to take stakeholders along the journey with you and have a supported outcome is a great reflection upon the hard work of the officers in delivering this. I'm pleased to see this is going to be a balanced and equitable outcome where council sees a reasonable portion of its costs offset, and this particular organisation that's very successful and is very capably delivering gymnastics to not only the youth of Manningham but many other people beyond the borders of Manningham are going to continue to be supported in the use of one of our busy facilities at the DISC, the Donvale Indoor Sports Centre.
Thank you. Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 11.2, 2016-2017 Capital Works Program End of June Status Report. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini? Councillor Conlon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to point out that the great work that the Capital Works Department, Assets and Engineering, through Lee Harrison, is achieving their budget and proceeding along the lines of what was approved in our budget in terms of capital expenditure. And I'd like to encourage all the council officers and workers for their great work getting these important capital works done and in a timely manner and on budget. Thank you.
Councillor Piccinini?
Nothing further to add.
Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. I'd like to remind the people in the gallery that we will be clearing the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I will deal with a maximum of two questions per person. If you have more than two questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through normal channels. Community services, item 12.1, Headspace Outreach Program in Manningham. Mover, Councillor Piccinini.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Zephyropoulos. Councillor Piccinini.
Madam Mayor, Headspace, as you know, is the National Youth Mental Health Foundation, providing early intervention mental health services to our youth. that is people aged between 12 and 25. The young people in Manningham, their local Headspace facility is based in Hawthorne, which is a long way away. The proposed MOU, which is attached to our council papers, is between the council. It's also and Access Health and Community, which is the provider of Headspace for our area, and the YMCA in Manningham. This is an exciting new development for Manningham and our youth. The funds raised at the Merrill Ball, together with the raffle, will fund the Headspace outreach service in Manningham for a period of 12 months. Our youth won't have to travel by bus into Hawthorne, and many of the youth that do attend Headspace don't tell their parents that they're attending, so it makes it even more easier for them to use this facility. What this will also do is it'll provide an opportunity for our youth services, the YMCA youth services, to build connections and referral pathways with Headspace, which will enhance that service. It's a great initiative, and we see that in the MOU, the intention is that that the outreach service will continue beyond the 12 months following an evaluation. It's a much needed service in this area, and I encourage everyone to buy a ticket to the raffle.
The ball,
yes, of which the mayor has many, many raffle tickets to sell. Yeah.
This sounds very much like an ad.
On behalf of Kiwanis.
Yes.
Thanks to them. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
I think Council Pizzanini covered just about everything I would like to say. This is a common sense initiative, and it's a very cost effective one. It will not cost Council any money at all. And it has the capacity, if the demand increases, as we understand, that we will be able to then apply to Commonwealth agencies to sustain the program beyond the 12 months that we'll be able to raise funds through the ball and some of the raffle activities. It's rather interesting, again, once again we find that the city of Manningham is deprived from a number of services, and here is another example. People have to travel outside of Manningham to be able to get clinical mental health services. So this is a good initiative. It's a good collaboration between the three agencies, the YMCA and the council, and I endorse it.
Thank you. Any speakers against? I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer, 14.1, 2017 Local Government Community Satisfaction Survey Results. Mover, Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Yes, I'd like to move the recommendation.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Chin. Councillor Zephyropoulos.
Madam Mayor, this is the 20th year that this Local Government Community Satisfaction Survey has been conducted, and I can report with some pride that our council has done well. We scored a score of 67, which is 2 points better than last year. We've done well in five of the indicators, but we have not done well in relation to two of them. I'll expand a little bit on this. The areas that need attention, and we have taken care of those areas in our council plan, are consultation and engagement, community satisfaction in council decisions, and sealed local roads. All those three issues we have recognised as needing further attention and further improvement, and our plan, I think, will cater for those. I'd like to point out that the areas that we appear to not have done very well, and in particular community consultation worries me a little bit because we dropped from last year about 4 points. Community consultation is very important for a council to ensure that we engage and listen to our community, and it worries me a little bit that we have dropped a significant number of points in relation to that issue. It's vitally important for council to build trust and community confidence, and our decision making has to appear to be transparent and accountable, and on the basis of the survey it seems that we have some room for improvement.
Any speakers against? Oh, sorry, Councillor Chen. Sorry. Councillor Chen?
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Any speakers against? I'll put that to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 14.2, Advisory Committee Policy. Do I have a mover? Councillor Chen?
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. A seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Chen?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Council established advisory committees under the Local Government Act to provide advice to council, special committees, and delegated staff. This policy would provide consistent framework for the establishment, operation, and review of the advisory committees. Community representatives are to be appointed for 3 years and for a maximum of 3 terms, totally 9 years. I know that the policy makes reference to Equal Opportunity Act 2010. The purpose of the Act is to strengthen Discrimination Act in Victoria and to encourage the identification, elimination of discrimination and provide equality. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything to add, Councillor Piccinini?
No, Madam Mayor.
Okay. I'll put that to a vote. Those in favour? Against? Carried. 14.3, Review Risk Management Strategy and Risk Management Policy 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Seconder? Do I have a seconder?
No. Well, it was you.
Councillor Zephyropoulos. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to advise, Madam Mayor, that this particular strategy and policy have both been considered by the Audit Committee and supported wholeheartedly by the independent members of the Audit Committee. I'm pleased to see that the growing maturity and capability of our organisation in risk management is being reflected in the embedded consideration of risk by the executive and wider organisation, and the development, the implementation of better tools to assist them with that, and the review of this policy reflects that growing maturity. So it's great to see this particular matter coming forward.
Councillor Zephyropoulos, anything to add?
Yes, I'd like to point out that risk management has become very important to all organisations if they wish to ensure that their operations are run in a way that anticipates a risk. And here at Manningham we have a management strategy that has got 3 distinct levels. One is one of the levels is system control, management control rather. The second one is compliance monitoring, and the third one is an independent review by the Audit Committee that I also belong, like Councillor McLeish, and I'm very happy that the way we manage risk at Manningham is very wise and anticipates possible problems.
Okay. Any speakers against? All right, put that to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 14.4, Strategic Risk Register Report to Council, 6-month period ending the 30th of June 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Risk Register is also being reviewed. It's a 6-month review of the Risk Register. It reports to Council about that review. The review is in the context of the revised risk management strategy and policy, which we've just discussed. And the whole point of this is having our key strategic risks identified so that they are documented, recorded, and then directly contemplated by the organisation as they manage the business. If you don't contemplate the risk of doing something, you may not actually invest in the treatment plan, which will mitigate that risk. And it's important for an organisation to contemplate these risks and ensure that they have treatment plans that are adequate to the significance of the risk. And this particular register, it has been considered by the Audit Committee and it received the wholehearted support of the independent and council members of that committee.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes?
Just to add that I'm really grateful that we've got officers and strategic risk people that put all this together. It's something that doesn't warm my heart well as to sitting down to those types of meetings, but it's been very good to see that it's always happening and that these reports are essential to the running of this council. And I ask that we receive that report.
Thank you. Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. 14.5, Record of Assembly of Councillors. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon.
I move the recommendation be adopted.
A seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Conlon?
Yeah. Why not? What a joy it is to meet every Tuesday night with you guys. Thank you very much.
Councillor Piccinini.
Nothing to add.
Any speakers against?
Oh, I'd love to, but no.
I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Wonderfully passed. 14.6, documents for sealing. Do I have a mover?
Yes, I'd like to move...
Councillor Galbally.
Yes, I'd like to move that the recommendation be adopted with the addition of the following agreement... Consent Agreement to Build Over an Easement, Section 173 of the Planning Environment Act 1987, Council and Ex Makri and A Makri and A Pangalos, 6 Sodaland Drive, Doncaster.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Galbally. Anything to add? Councillor Piccinini.
Nothing to add.
Okay. Any speakers against? All those in favour? Carried. Item 15, urgent business.
Madam Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Item 16, written questions from the public.
There are no questions.
Item 17, councillor question time. Any questions, councillors? Item 17, confidential reports. There are none. That being said, the meeting is closed.
Thank you.